Show. And now, here is Bob Hope.
All right, ushers, applaud a little. Thank you very much. You know, right now, the entire broadcasting industry is excited about color television, but very few understand how it works. Let me explain it to you. You see, the image is transmitted to the iconoscope, which filters the infrared rays and shoots them through a cathode transformer to a high-fidelity condenser which rotates the spectrum, resulting in the electronic vibrations on your screen. And that's the last time I hire a writer from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But the invention of color TV was a tremendous job. It took 600 engineers, 6 scientists, and $28 million. Imagine all that just so we could see Martha Ray's tonsils and all their natural beauty. But I must say science has made some wonderful strides. Never before in history have we Americans had so many different forms of entertainment. Radio, TV, color TV, movies, calendars. Of course, not everyone looks good in color. They made a color test of Crosby wearing one of his sports shirts, and 200 people called the civil defense. They thought it was a direct hit on a pizza factory. And color sets are still pretty expensive. They have a 14-inch set for $1,000, a 10-inch set for $750, and a 6-inch set for $500. And for $50, you get a monocle and a box of crayons. Naturally, Jack Benny isn't spending a lot of money for a color TV set. He's just having Rochester paint his eyeballs. Well, you know, the other day in Palm Springs, they tried out a new system of television where you put a dollar and a meter on your TV set, and you can see first-run movies and many other special programs. Boy, it's going to be nice to watch new movies on television. Of course, it'll be tough giving up May Bush. But this television test was a big success down in Palm Springs. Oh, everybody down there saw it. Crosby was having a wonderful time with his dollar until the string broke. And some people think this new idea will hurt the theaters. The truth of the matter is that the theaters have nothing to worry about. A movie house in the valley hasn't shown a picture for 3 weeks, and not one couple in the balcony has complained. Here's Margaret Whiting doing Stowaway with Les Brown's Background. Come in, Margaret Whiting, right here.
I'd like to go away, be a stowaway, take a trip on a ship, let my worries blow away. There are still many treasure islands that wait to be explored, and the wide world is full of wonder. When a ship's standing in the harbor, I wish myself aboard, and my heart still rolling tide carries me to sea. Then I go sailing far off to Zanzibar, though my dream places seem better than they really are. Way down deep in my heart, I keep them as people will always do who are staying home, so always new. And I go sailing far. Keep them as people will always do who are staying home, so away too.
stowaway. I'll get it. Hello?
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 That's what I like about this show, spattling dialogue.
Professor Colonna. Well. How are you tonight, Beaverlip?
Hold the phone a minute, Hope. Come here, honey.
Oh, Professor.
Sit on my knee. Put your arms around my neck.
What's going on there, Colonna?
I am conducting a scientific investigation.
Oh, Professor.
A scientific investigation? What are you trying to find out?
What Lola wants.
Lola, you're living in a fool's paradise.
Okay, if I use your guest towels.
Colonna, you're out of your mind.
Yes, and I'm glad. It was getting kind of stuffy in there.
Well, what are you going to do until we return?
Oh, I'm starting my own program, Hope.
Your own program? Who's on it?
Oh, just me and Gina Lollobrigida, Jasha Gabor, Lana Turner. Going to be a warm summer.
Hey, Colonna, you're doing a show with Gina Lollobrigida and Jasha Gabor and Lana Turner.
That's right.
Can I ask you a question?
Sorry, old chap, but the answer is no.
No?
We've got all the help we need.
Well, that figures. Well, it sounds like a good show, Colonna. Who's the sponsor?
Don't know.
What type of program is it?
I don't know.
What time are you on the air?
Don't know.
Professor, you're doing a show with Gina and Lana and Zsa-Zsa. You don't know anything about it? How can that be?
I don't ask questions. I just have fun.
There we go. Oh, I love it.
Thanks for the memories.
Say, Colonna, don't let everyone know you come from a family of morons.
Okay, Pop.
Look, Professor, I won't be seeing you for a while. This is goodbye.
Well, I'll miss you, old pal. The sun in the sky won't shine with the same brightness while you're gone. The flowers in the fields will bow their pretty heads. Birds in the trees will sing a sad refrain. The dew of the morning will seem like tears. Even the winds of the desert will be stilled. Farewell, dear friend. Farewell.
What a beautiful sentiment. Professor, I never knew you felt this way about me.
I don't. I'm just moving my lips. That was a tape recording. So long, Hope.
So long, Broomhead. Here she is, Margaret Whiting, backed up by Les Brown as Gypsies, doing whatever Lola wants.
Come in, Maggie. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Decline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul. Give in.
No regrets. Recline yourself. Resign yourself. You're through. I always get what I aim for. And your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever love wants, love gets. Take off your coat. Don't you know you can't win? You know it's
with a special guest from the studio audience, Bob Hope.
How do you feel, John?
I'm fine.
Where are you from?
Massachusetts, sir.
You're from Massachusetts?
Yes,
everybody, the whole state's out here.
John says on your card, it says, I just want to rejoin the United States Marine Corps.
Is that true?
Sir.
That's right, sir.
Why do you want to rejoin the Marine Corps?
Well, sir, I was given a medical discharge after serving roughly 10 months with them.
Hmm.
And I like the outfit so much that I just actually feel lost being outside the Corps.
Not being in the Marine Corps?
That's right, sir.
You feel kind of lost.
I do, sir.
Sounds like one of the ads.
What was the reason why were you discharged?
I was a kid and I split my skull and it did some pretty heavy damage.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the Marine Corps with the knowledge of it. I told the doctors about it, and I had several tests. And the first one I had, they told me came out negative. They said I was all right, and they sent me back to active duty. And just as soon as I got out here to Camp Pendleton, I went to the hospital. They took my appendix out, and the doctor was talking to me, and
it sounds like this is your life.
They took your appendix out?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor was talking to me about the same day I was supposed to go back to duty. He says, well, John, where are you going now? It was just like that. I just blacked out.
No kidding.
And that was about the middle of July, I guess. So they kept me down at one of the other wards, and I was discharged out the 26th of September.
Why are you so intent, though, on rejoining the Marines? Why,
In the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army, you've got quantity with a smidging of quality. Take the Marine Corps. It's all quality. Every man in it is top. He's got to be top.
Oh,
to be
brother.
Isn't this great?
You're going to have March Field up here in about 20 minutes. They may fly this whole studio out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've got to go with you on a lot of that because the Marine Corps, they are really a great bunch of guys. I've had the pleasure of playing for thousands of them, and they're certainly wonderful. There's no doubt about that. And I can understand you picking up a lot of that spirit and wanted to stay in there. But I don't think you ought to feel bad about it, though, because you made your contribution. You left your appendix at Camp Pendleton, and I...
John, thank you very much. Just wish you a lot of luck, boy.
Thank you, sir.
Take good care of yourself.
I will.
Thank you.
Bob, what are we doing in this ritzy shopping section?
Well, you know, I haven't heard from NBC whether I'm going to be back in the air in the fall, so I thought I'd buy the president of the network a little gift. You know, sort of a reminder. A present. A token.
The secret word for tonight is bribe.
Oh, Steinway head, don't ever faint when you're in the May Company. Both seats look like an ivory escalator.
What kind of gift were you looking for, Rob?
Well, the president of NBC was a great outdoors man, so I thought he's a mountain boy.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since he was a kid, he's loved the woods.
Oh, he loves the woods, huh?
Yeah, I killed him a bar when he was only three.
Well, sir, in that case, why don't you give him your Davy Crockett coonskin cap?
I can't. I loaned it to Crosby. He's going formal tonight.
If you want a gift for an outdoor man, Rob, let's go in a store right here. The Beverly Hills Sporting Goods Shop.
Okay.
Ooh, gee, what a ritzy place.
Hey, this is a very fine shop, Bill.
I wonder if they have anything so crude as a clerk around here.
Well, I'll ask that man over there in the cutaway coat and striped trousers. Pardon me.
What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
I want to get some sporting equipment.
You what kind?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Let's see. Do you think some golf clubs would be nice for a man who's a little overweight and needs some exercise?
Oh, they'd be just dandy. Step right over here and I'll show you a set, Chubby.
Chubby? I haven't got an ounce of fat on me. I'm 170 pounds of solid flat.
Here, just step this way, please.
Say, clerk, I'm buying a gift for a friend, and he's quite a fisherman. What would you suggest?
Well, how about this fine aluminum fishing rod for $500?
No, that's too much.
Well, we have a glass fishing rod for $300, or a steel rod for $200.
Look, what can I get for about $10?
A branch from a pussy willow tree with a pussy willow shaved off.
We'll just browse around. We'll call you when we need you.
Yeah, very well. But we have many small items here, the kind you can slip in your pocket. So let me warn you, there's a city ordinance against shoplifting.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying I'm a crook?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. But I know one thing. You didn't get those mean, shifty little eyes counting marshmallows for the campfire girl.
Does it? Come on, Bill. We'll take our business somewhere else. Who wants their stuff anyway?
Good afternoon. This is the National Broadcasting Company. One moment, I'll connect you.
Hi, Artie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hope. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to see the president of the network.
The president?
Yeah, it's the end of the season. I haven't heard that I'm going to be back in the air in the fall.
Oh, you don't have to worry, Mr. Hope. The big boss says you're the funniest comedian NBC ever had. And you get the biggest laughs of anybody in the business.
He said that? When?
Just this morning on the phone. He was trying to trade you to CBS for Jack Benny.
Jack Benny? He's no comic. He couldn't even get a laugh when he was working under the name of Evelyn in her magic violin. Look, just tell the big boss I'm here, will you?
He's not busy. You can go right in.
Oh, hi, Bay. It's great to see you again. Oh, wait a minute. You're not Mr.
That is correct.
Well, who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. You are in the presence of the wealthiest man in the universe, Hubert Updike III.
Well, you could have remained seated in your chair. Why do you stand up when you say your name?
Out of respect. I'm in my presence, too.
Well, I must be in the wrong office. I wanted to see the president of NBC.
I am the president of NBC and the owner. Dear old Dad bought it for me for my birthday.
Your father bought you NBC for your birthday? Your family must really be loaded.
Oh, we are. We have oodles and oodles and more oodles. We're so wealthy, we think Strike It Rich is a comedy show.
Well, I'm very happy to meet you, Mr. Updike. I have a present for you, too.
Yes? Well, what is it?
This bag of golf clubs.
Oh, what a shame. I already have some. Mater bought me a set of 4 golf clubs for Christmas.
Only 4 clubs?
Oh, they're beautiful ones. 3 of them have swimming pools.
Yes, they're the best kind. Now, then, you do play golf, huh?
Oh, do I play? Oh, definitely. I belong to the most exclusive golf club in the world, the Lakeside Country Club. It was very expensive to build. It has 18 holes.
Yeah, well, all golf clubs have 18 holes.
Indoors?
Oh, yes, I've seen the place. Howard Hughes has the washroom concession, yes.
Well, you know, it's the most exclusive club in the entire world. We just had a very successful membership drive.
Really?
Yes, we drove out 300 members.
You drove them out?
Yes, yes. Well, we had to, you see. Several upstarts had managed to weasel in who only had $3 or $4 million. How sneaky can you get? Imagine only $3 or $4 million.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those wetbacks. Now, tell me, you... How did your family make all their money?
In oil. You see, we've always been in oil. You've seen that famous sign, the Flying Red Horse?
Yes.
Dad posed for it. Dear old Dad is still digging for oil, but he's getting very, very discouraged.
He's getting discouraged? Why?
Well, he keeps striking uranium.
Some people are just born unlucky. Now, what's wrong with uranium?
Well, nothing, except my family is very much against the atom bomb. We're calling off the test.
You're calling off the test? How can you do that?
We're taking back Nevada.
Well, this has been very interesting, Hubert, and I'm glad you're the new owner of the network. I'll just leave these golf clubs, and I hope you'll keep me in mind when you need a comedian.
No. I'm afraid you're too late. I've just hired a comedian. In fact, he's in the next office now.
You've hired a comedian? Who is he?
Oh, he's a very funny chap with bulging eyes, a high voice, and a big black mustache.
Big black mustache? You don't mean... Oh, no, it can't be. Want to bet? Colonna, you went behind my back and took my job away from me?
Well, the salary's very good, and I thought the
thief. Double crosser, rat, viper, skunk.
Keep going, you're getting warm.
I'm going to teach you a lesson. Put up your hand.
No, Mr. Hoop. Let's settle this.
What is it, a basketball game? What is that?
Let's settle this like gentlemen. There is no need for fisticuffs. I'll flip this coin, and the job goes to the winner. Call it.
Head. Tail. Egad, it went out the window. There it is. Way down there on the sidewalk.
Oh, did it come up heads or tails, Colonna? I can't see. Is it heads or tails?
Lean out the window a little further, Hope.
Well, I still can't see it.
Lean out a little further. A little further. Just a teensy winsy bit further.
Whoops.
What do you know? He came up tails.